A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Nun Ches, Yuma 58a, pagination page 115. The Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, 53b, concluded with the words, Ira Dam HaPor Lesoch Dam HaSoir, that the Kohen Gadol would mix the blood of the first animal that he was working with the blood of the second animal that he was working with, v'nosan es hamole borekon, and then he put the full one in the empty one. In other words, as we were discussing, he was supposed to keep the blood of the par separate from the dam of the soir. In fact, in yesterday's session, we discussed what happened if they accidentally got mixed together prematurely. But once he concluded the avoda, the service, that kept them separate, he would in fact mix them in preparation for the Mishnah, which we will encounter on Nun Ches Amud Beis 58b, where we find that once the blood of both types are joined, he's going to do the avoda on the mizbeach hapanimi, the inner mizbeach, the mizbeach hazav, the one that's in the kodesh, the one that's lefnei Hashem, close to the paroches. So the Mishnah is describing how he goes ahead and mixes the two bloods. So again, the wording is, he mixes the first one into the second one, and then puts the full one into the empty one. And essentially, what our Gemara is going to wonder is, does this mean that he puts the empty container on the bottom, and he's putting the full one, the one that has the blood, into the empty container, so that he's now holding in his hand the container that has no blood in it, then the container inside of it, which has the blood, and then the blood is in that upper container. Or, as the Gemara will introduce, which is the way Rashi teaches it to us in the Mishnah, that he's going to pour the first animal blood into the container of the second animal blood, and then he's going to pour back into the first container, and it is not describing at all nesting one container into the other, but rather a thorough mixing. So a little foreshadowing so that we know how to understand this Gemara. Let's begin the Gemara. So again, we're Nun Ches Amud Aleph 58a, and we're counting down from the top about 12 lines. At the end of a line, you'll see a two dots, and then Nosan Es. The Mishnah told us, Nosan Es Hamalei Barekon. After he mixed one blood into the other, he puts the full one into the empty one, which is a source of discussion. What exactly was he doing? Ba'amini Rami Bar Chama Merav Chista. The following question was asked. Hiniach Mizrak Besoch Mizrak. If a person put one container, one receptacle to accept blood during the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, he put one into another, he accidentally had them nested one in the other when he did the avoda. It's like a very practical thing you could tune into. I don't know how practical it was in the Beis HaMikdash, if it was a mistake, if he did it purposely, and they're just exploring the Shaila. But in the kitchen setting, this happens all the time. A person takes two paper plates, for example, and realizes that he has two, because they're nested so well together. Plastic, etc. It's possible such a thing. So the question was, if he tried to do the avoda in such a way, v'kibel boes hadam, and he accepted the blood in that way, mahu, what's the halacha? And the Gemara explains, it's a very fundamental question. Min b'mino chotzeitz, o eino chotzeitz. When you have the same type separating, is it considered a chatzitza or not? The same type. So over here, it's two bowls. Each one of them could equally qualify to accept the blood. But now you have an unnecessary bowl separating between your hand and the vessel that's accepting the blood. So where's the avoda? Is the avoda in the upper bowl? You're not holding it. Is the avoda in the lower bowl? Well, the blood's not in it. So chotzeitz o eino chotzeitz. We're not talking about that you brought something in from the outside of a totally different medium. Of course, that's a chatzitza. But in the same type, is it considered a chatzitza? Omalei, he answered, in Yeshua, it's straight Mishnah. Nosanas hamalei boreikon. He puts the full container of blood into the empty container of blood, now that he mixed the two. My lav, what does it probably mean? Hoshev mizrak mole lusoch mizrak reikon. He put the full container into the empty container. Says the Gemara, you do not have a proof from that Mishnah. Lo, no, ira mizrak mole lusoch mizrak reikon. All it means is that he's pouring the container that's now full of blood into the container which is now empty of blood. Asks the Gemara, Hatana le Resha, that he already did. Ira dam ha-por l'soch dam ha-soyer. The first part of that very phrase was that he's pouring the first animal's blood into the container that's holding the second animal's blood. So we already know they were mixed. And the Gemara answers, you didn't understand what I'm saying. He's actually pouring it back to the original container. The mixture of both bloods is now getting poured back into the original container, kidei la'arvan yafe yafe, in order to mix them very well. But you have no proof that he's going to proceed and do any sort of avoda with a double container. On the contrary, pouring from one container to the other is understood that he's only doing any sort of avoda with only one container. This question of min b'mino chotzeitz or not chotzeitz, at first glance, seemed to hinge on how you understood this Mishnah. If you understood it the way we concluded, that you poured mole l'soch harekon, you were pouring the blood into the empty container, so then there's no proof that you could do an avoda with two kalim, with two vessels at the same time, holding them. If, however, you approached it the way we originally approached it, he was putting the mole, the complete container, intact, without pouring it, he was putting it, l'soch harekon, into the empty container, you would have had a proof that min b'mino is not chotzeitz, since it's the same type, it's not a separation. What's interesting over here is, as Rashi told us in learning the Mishnah, this is an act of pouring that's being described, not an act of putting one container into the other. And that's how the Rambam paskins this shaila in Perek Dalid of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Halacha Beis. He writes that it was a pouring from one to the other, kidei la'arvan yafe yafe, in order to mix them very well. It is not a proof that you can do avoda with two kelim together. Nevertheless, in Psulei HaMikdashim, where the Rambam describes things that would mess up the avoda, Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf Aleph, the Rambam nevertheless paskins, min b'mino eino chotzeitz, that if you put one container into the other and accepted the blood in that manner, it's kosher because it's the same type that's separating you from the blood or from the keli that's holding the blood. And since it's the same type, it's just simply another bowl, it's not considered a chatzitza. The Kesef Mishnah points out that at first glance, this is irregular. It's unusual. How could the Rambam paskin a shayla, which our Gemara left as a question, depending on how you understand the Mishnah? And the Rambam understood the Mishnah that it's an act of pouring, not an act of nesting the two kelim. So how would he know that nesting is okay? And the Kesef Mishnah points us to a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, where we learn that even according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you have to bind the lulav, binding the lulav with whatever you're going to bind it is going to be an essential part of the mitzvah. It might even separate your hand from holding the lulav properly. And Rabbi Yehuda paskins that when you have to bind the lulav, you should do it bimino, with lulav leaves. And the explanation there is because min bimino eino chotzeitz, the same type, the lulav leaves, is not going to cause a chatzitza. Now, what's fascinating about this proof, min bimino eino chotzeitz, is that we ourselves paskin, simen tof resh nun aleph, that the lulav does not have to be bound, and we only bind it because it makes it nicer. And we paskin that if you did bimin acher, it would still be kosher. With a different type, it would still be kosher, because it's not obligatory to bind it, and therefore if you did, we describe, are you allowed to do a rubber band, for example? Is that going to be a problem? So the halacha really is that it's not a chatzitza, even if it wasn't its min. And therefore, this entire proof becomes very fascinating because we don't even paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Nevertheless, from the way the Gemara treats the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it is a case where what you wrap it with is going to be intrinsic and very delicate, you better make sure to wrap it with the right material, and he holds min bimino eino chotzeitz, with its own type. It's not a chatzitza, so the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam was able to rule definitively that min bimino is not chotzeitz, nesting the vessels is not considered a chatzitza, and it's still a valid form of avoda, even though there was no real proof from our Mishnah, because the way we understand the Mishnah is the way the Gemara concluded, which was that it was an act of pouring and not an act of nesting. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining me.